Recent gatherings to protest police brutality are raising concerns about increased transmission of the novel coronavirus. But in Rochester, some public health leaders say the protests are shining a light on an even greater threat to the health of the community. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
Monroe County's Black community is getting hit especially hard by COVID-19. Black people in the county are diagnosed with, hospitalized for, and dying from the disease at a higher rate than any other racial or ethnic group, according to statistics from the county health department. Dr. Linda Clark is a co-founder of the Black Physicians Network of Greater Rochester. She says the same biases that cause over-policing of Black communities are also behind the racial disparities in COVID-19 outcomes. She says protesting helps bring attention to those problems.
Addressing racism on every front will have a public health benefit. The bottom line is racism is clearly the reason for health disparities for Black people.
Clark says racism is itself a public health crisis, so drawing attention to it during a pandemic can lead to lasting change once the coronavirus is gone. But she says, as a public health consultant, she wants to be sure that people who are gathering in large groups to protest are doing what they can to reduce virus transmission.
Yeah, I'm split. I know I'm supposed to say, don't do that. I know that is what I'm supposed to say. But I was so happy to see the masks were being given out. Sanitizer was there.
Governor Andrew Cuomo and other public officials have been urging people who attend protests to get tested for the novel coronavirus. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.